With Laura Fox.
Podcast. It is not long now to go until the big final of Dancing with the Stars. We had Aisha Adereke here on Monday who just missed out on it. But one man who knows more than most about what it takes to be a current champion is Jason Smith, and he's here with me now. How are you getting on, Jay?
Hello, hello. How are you? It's been a while since...
It has been a while, but we had a great time together last year. And
I can't believe it's a year ago.
Sorry, it's absolutely wild, isn't it? Like, yeah. It doesn't feel like it was this time last year that we were getting ready to go into the final and do all that. But you've been flat out since. I would like to point out, me and Jay had all these plans. We were like, you know, we'll definitely meet for coffee. We'll do whatever. Jay texted me and was like, hey, do you want to go for a coffee at 11:30? I was like, Jason, I'm on here till 12. This is never going to work. You were just busy over on Radio 1, but I'm glad to have you back. Before we talk about Dancing with Stars, obviously, big move this year, bringing Karen Byrne in to be a judge. I mean, she couldn't really go much further than winning with you as well. So, like, how does it feel to have her there as a judge? Do you think she's doing a great gig?
I think she is. You know, many people say the retired Karen from dancing, you know? No, she's been fabulous. And it's been fabulous for her when you consider just looking her journey within the show to kind of make that next step and leap into something else, because the reality is she isn't going to be able to sustain dancing forever, and to keep her part of the show and on the panel there has been it's been great to see, and I think people really enjoy having her.
She's been such a huge part of the show because she's been there since season one, and she obviously won with Jake and then she won with you, and it was nice to top and tail it. And then her news with Jake this week was so exciting, wasn't it?
What's happening? A number of yous have all got engaged since the last year. You know,
we were all waiting for dancing to happen and then we just fell. We were like, grand, we've got that done now. On to the next big exciting thing. You were down the quarterfinals. What did you make of this year's contest so far?
Were you not out in the quarterfinals?
No, I wasn't out in the quarterfinals. I'm not going till the
finals. Did you not remember me standing beside you in the final?
Well, in the
final. Lifting the trophy.
Yes, I do remember you standing beside me with that blindfold, robbing it off me.
The trump card. It was the trump card, wasn't it?
Can I just point out as well, because obviously we see each other in rehearsals, and we would have done our dances for each other before we'd gone forward. And when you pulled out that blindfold, I was like, it's game over. It's like, there's no going on from here. Just hand it to him now. We don't even have to do the show to see what's going on. And OJ, you were absolutely deadly. So you were. And as I said so many times, and I've been I was vocal about this at the time as well. I was like, if it's not me, I wanted it to be you. So I was delighted it was you on the day.
No, and I remember Cindy at the time too. My two girls absolutely loved the show. But they're, Daddy, if you don't win, we want Laura to win.
We were in cahoots.
Yeah.
We had great crack, actually. I was just telling the lads earlier on today that when we used to walk to the eliminators together, so like the elimination down at the end, you have to walk down this incredibly small, dark hallway, all right? And it's behind all the audience. And I used to be walking with Jason every week because Jay used to give me the maths. So, because you're very good at maths now, Jay, in fairness. So he used to give me the maths, being like, okay, the probability of like you going home and me going home is this, this, and this. I'd have to get like top votes if we were doing whatever. But I used to never be paying attention, and Jay would be like, look out for that there, Laura, there's a cord underneath you, Laura, watch out there, you're about to step into a door, Laura, stop this now going on. We had great fun though, so we did.
And the other time I tried to trip you up too, you know.
Yeah, I know, and you were nearly successful too.
Do you know what I remember?
What?
Every Sunday night after the show, you would always talk about having to go for your little McDonald's recovery treat. You remember?
And I loved it.
I don't know, do you still do it? And you always had to get extra chicken nuggets too, I think it was.
Sorry, we were training 8 hours a day, so I was able to eat what I wanted. I took nip all that
McDonald's
in the bud.
McDonald's isn't my recovery. What? After your dance show, is it?
A nice little snack. I went home then and I had like, you know, a couple of biscuits and did the works. We were fond of a jelly now as well, Jay. Yeah. Jason, in fairness to you now, right, you've got a fair few medals to your name, but looking back on it all, what has winning Dancing with the Stars done for you?
I think reflecting on the period of the show, Dancing with the Stars isn't me at all. Like, I'm just not... I don't know, I think with sport, I was always somebody who showed no emotion. Dancing was this kind of having to express things in a very different way. Yeah. And as I look at it, and even sometimes now watching it, I think, why did I go on that show? It's just not me at all. But it was, as much as you know, it's tough, and there's the intensity around it and the commitment around it is massive. I felt that kind of moments of really having to come out of your comfort zone and only being in those moments forces you just to learn a lot about yourself. And I think it really, in those fronts, helped and ultimately helped shape me into to something or slightly different person. So yeah. I think it was an incredible journey. And even now, as I reflect just kind of where life's been since over the last year, obviously still very connected in with sport. And, yeah. you know, it was great to have Dancing with the Stars. But then all of a sudden, for those that remember, we had the Olympics and Paralympics.
Yeah, so exciting.
Over the summer, and to be involved around that was great to be part of that kind of. And one thing I probably miss now, I've retired from competing 2 years ago, this month actually, was this idea around performance and improvement and potential.
Yeah.
And I felt like I kind of got some of these kicks through dancing.
Of course you did, because you're so competitive. Like, there was no stopping you.
And now it's that kind of, how do you find those elements in other things that yeah. you do? And it's some of those pieces that you've been really reflecting on and enjoying now is actually how do you bring those learnings into, you know, can it be in sport? Yes. Could it be in, apply it in dancing? Yes. But yeah. also how can you apply it in business and corporate life is how do you improve performance and potential and really being able to bring those learnings into a yeah. different space?
Well, that's why, I mean, you look at this in every aspect of your life always. But I think as well, watching you in Dancing with the Stars, like one of the big things was like how much it meant to your girls. Yeah. And like you'll always have that with them now as well, that they had their daddy on the telly the entire time. And they're so incredibly cute. So they are. I just want to give an honourable mention because you're talking about like emotions and having to come out of yourself in sport. You were so straight. And that's really difficult to have to do on telly, to like just flip who you are. And it's so uncomfortable. But can we talk about the coconuts for a second?
That's where it all kind of kicked off for me, isn't it?
It was
that week seven. I don't know what clicked, but it took me week seven to feel comfortable with how uncomfortable I constantly felt.
You also, because we had to have a big bag of coconuts for the show, so everybody for lunch then was like free coconuts for sale. Jason's favourite bit though was when you did 3 for a fiver, 3 for a fiver at the very beginning and they left the mic on. Oh, it was so good. So okay, having been there obviously, alright, you know, it still feels quite fresh. I know it's a full year ago, but like you kind of just propel through the year, and then next thing you watch this new class of 2025 go into Dancing with the Stars. I'm going to ask you, who do you think will win and why? Apply your mathematical brain to this now.
Oh, you're now putting me under the pressure, aren't you?
Of course
you,
I
you know
am.
I'm going to ask you the same question.
And I will answer.
So
I've been incredibly vocal.
I think between two, I'm going to leave it to.
Okay.
And it's the two, also my daughters. Think one thinks Reese.
Yeah.
And the other thinks Kaylee.
I knew it was going to be Kaylee. I knew they'd have a salt swap for her completely. So you think it's going to be one of them?
I think it's going to be one of them. It's so hard to know though.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge. But that's the fun of the speculation as well. So what about yourself?
Well,
there?
No,
what
actually, one more follow-up question. Who do you want to win?
Ooh. Ooh, that's a harder question. I'll stick with the two that I think will win. One of those,
Reese or Kaylee?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I think, to be fair, Jack's the best dancer.
Jack is phenomenal. But this has actually been the problem the entire way through it. Like, the standard has been so high. So if you look at the finalists that we have now, you've got Danny O'Carroll, you've got Jack Woolley, you've got Reese McClanigan, and you've got Kaylee Trapp. None of them have ever had a dud week. You know, they're all really, really good. And any critiques that they've got have been like really minute things to make them get better and better. So I think we're in for a whopper final this Sunday.
So who's going to win?
Who's going to win?
Stop trying to talk your way out of this one.
No, I said this yesterday as well on the podcast, that I do think that it's going to be up between, depending on what the votes go, because obviously Jack was in the dance-off last week. I think it could be between Jack and Kaylee. But you actually just cannot call this, because Danny and Salome have done incredibly well the entire way through this, and Reese is Reese. Like, Reese could just backflip up and down the dance floor. Do you know what I'm saying? This is the hardest year. I'm not sitting on the fence. I'm just saying it is incredibly difficult.
You just don't know what's happening around the voting. You know, no. That's the reality of it.
Yeah.
Like, so that's a guess.
Yeah, it's kind of what are they doing this week to do their campaign trail? You know, how
who's
are they getting their votes?
Who's going to pull out
in?
The blindfold?
Who's going to pull out the blindfold? Jason Smith, that is exactly it. Oh my God. I'm going to ask you just one more question as well, because I know that they will be listening in right now. For preparing for the final week this week, you know, were you able to relax or was it intense? And what piece of advice would you give to the Dancing with the Stars contestants this year?
I actually didn't find the final week the most intense week. I found the most difficult weeks was the first week.
Yeah.
Because I had no dancing experience and I was going on TV to dance, which was back to this, why am I doing that?
Yeah.
Then I found week 9 when we had the...
group dance.
Yeah, which was fabulous and enjoyed it. And obviously we were both on the winning team.
Obviously.
But... having to learn 2 dances, and for me it was the Jive and the Charleston that week, I just thought, oh man, this is just too much. But for me, I don't know, I've found the last week not as intense, even though the pressure sometimes build, because it also kind of felt like it was nearly done, or it was done, or it was coming to an end, and it was, you were just kind of at that point. But for me, in these situations, and I don't know what your reflections were, like we think of the big moments, and maybe I kind of look back in a sporting element around it, and we look at what's very easy is to think about all the things that you can't control, distractions, like who's voting, what the votes are. They were all things that you can't control. But for me, it was just staying focused on the things that I could do, which was get the blindfold out.
He's not as sweet as you think. Jesus Christ. Jay, I will say before we go, week 9 when we did the group dance, and obviously me and you were together, so we spent a lot of time together that week. I think as I'd spent a lot of time together with you not dancing throughout the show, we had the crack and it was really fun. It was that week for me that I went, Jesus Christ, he knows the dance moves and I don't at this point. Like this, and it was incredibly impressive, you know, watching you do those 2 dances that night. Coming to the final, I'm with you on that as well. It's like coming to your summer holidays. It's like you've done everything you can do. You can't do anymore. Enjoy it, because you'll never get the time back again. But don't forget, for the love of God, to pull out that blindfold, because that'll be the thing that'll get the winning votes. Jason, thank you so much for coming into me today. It is so great to see you. That
Thanks
is 6-time Paralympic gold medalist and 1-time glitter ball winner, Jason Smith.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.